This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, 1:30. Matt Paris joins us from New Orleans, talking Will Harris, Chase Young. 1 o'clock, I found some interesting audio. Fellow that works for Sports Illustrated had some interesting comments about Jaden Daniels.
Really? Good, bad?
We'll let you decide. Right now, though, you heard the music. Chris Russell joins us. Also, you know what? I will wait and let it go through the process. There is news, Jeff, but right now... Chris Russell joins us. What up, Bruce?
Cock-a-doodle-doo, boys. How are we?
Cock-a-doodle-doo to you. You're very tired. You're drinking coffee because you stayed up watching the whole Caps game.
Black coffee?
Black coffee.
No sugar?
No, the one package of sweet and low.
No sugar, no cream? That's kind of great. You like that on your team?
I was up late last night watching the Caps. What a last 10 minutes, man. I mean, it sucked that it came at like 12:45 at night or whatever, but my goodness, between Alexi Protas putting the finishing touches on the hat trick, Ovi, you know, could have had a chance at a goal, gave it up to Protas, which was the right call. I mean, my goodness, back and forth they went. Nick Dowd crashing the net, Tom Wilson getting the... It was just such a fun hockey game all the way throughout, but especially the last 10 minutes.
That's great. Caps are just kicking everybody's ass.
Yep.
They're on again tomorrow night, still out in Cali. They got a 3-game roadie in California, 2 more to go. I guess they play the Ducks, then they play the Kings, then they play the Sharks, right?
Yeah, Saturday afternoon is the Sharks game. So, 5:30. I mean, people get a little more normal. I think it's 5 o'clock out here or whatever it is. But tomorrow night's going to be another late night with the Kings. But, who knows? If they have a big lead or if they're down early, people can go to bed. But I stayed up last night and, short night of sleep. That's okay.
I was yawning all day.
Yeah.
Last man.
How are you guys?
We're good, dude. It's been pretty much nonstop.
Yeah.
NFL free agency for us. A little bit of news emerging now. I saw Nikki with it. I don't know who had it first. Commanders safety Derek Forrest agreed to a 1-year deal with the Bills. Defoe's gone.
That's not a surprise.
They didn't play him.
Yeah.
So they're going to let him walk. Yeah. of the moves Washington's made so far, and it's easy to get caught up in the fact that they haven't signed that many free agents, but the biggest moves have been via trades. What do you like best, and what are you worried the most about?
I mean, obviously, Tunsil gives them what they felt they didn't have. That was very clear when they were chasing around Ronnie Stanley, right? And don't forget, last year, we all thought maybe, possibly, they would trade back into the back part of the first round for a bunch of those tackles like Guyton, who wound up – is it Guyton? Wound up in Dallas.
Dallas, yeah.
And they didn't do
Oklahoma
that, right? And then, Brandon Coleman – had a decent year, solid year, depending on your expectations. I mean, if you look at just the PFF numbers, 10.5 sacks in not even 17 full games is a lot, but he was a rookie, right? So clearly, I think, look, the Tunsil deal, if Tunsil is Tunsil, and there's no reason to think that he won't, improves not only left tackle, but it improves the rest of the line. Presumably, you slide Brandon Coleman in at left guard. Allegretti probably starts at right guard for Cosmi, or at least it allows that to happen, right? So you're improving the whole line. I'll tell you the move that, you know, with thinking about it, I didn't know enough about it right in the moment yesterday when we got the news. The kid that they signed from New Orleans, Will Harris.
Yeah.
I kind of like him. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be better in coverage than Jeremy Chinn. I think he's a ferocious hitter based on some clips that I've seen. And Lance Newmark had him in Detroit from the time he was a rookie, right? So he's very familiar with him, and I would imagine was probably very instrumental in bringing him over here.
Mm. All right, Roost. Some upbeat roosting.
Yeah. Not always negative like everybody thinks. I mean, because I killed the Kinlaw contract, everybody thought, sometimes. But because I didn't like the Kinlaw contract, everybody, oh, there you go again, being a nasty, negative Nancy and all the crap.
When you get about 9 sacks next year, you got to.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what do you not like about it?
What can I do?
No, don't say that.
I don't want to make any crazy
every
bets.
Every time you
can
say something like that, you end up having to do it.
Can I take you out to dinner? Cook you a brisket? What do you want me to do?
If he gets over 7.5 sacks, you take us out to dinner.
No, 9 sacks. B said 9 sacks.
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah,
what do you want me to do for you?
Yeah, I'll take some foreign fish at.
All right. We can do that.
Not far from your crib.
All right, we can do that.
I bet Roost is not ready for what B orders at Ford's.
Wow. I mean,
I get the
what are you going to do? A Lobster King crab
special?
Three
fried lobster tails. Yeah.
He likes three fried lobster tails.
Three?
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah, it's three.
Well, what is that going to set me back? About 150?
No, I end up about 50, 54, right, okay. $60
per.
There. No. It's not that much.
All right. You got
really?
It.
Really?
You got it. Yeah. 9 sacks, Javon Kinlaw.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm going with it.
All right, mark it down, Jeff. You got the tape.
The only person that keeps track, they have finally hired someone that keeps track of stuff for us. Your only hope is White Brian. He's the only dude that keeps track.
Write it down, White Brian. If Javon, what's his name? Javon Kinlaw gets 9 sacks. I owe Brian Mitchell 3 fried lobster tails.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
I tell you what.
Okay.
I don't know how the hell they pulled this off. 3 fried lobster tails at Ford's Fish Shack. Yeah. Now I'm looking at the one in Chantilly. $49.
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. It's got to be
farm.
They're not very loaded with crab meat. I mean, with lobster meat.
They're lobster tails.
No, they are just the tail.
I know, but not every lobster tail is made the same, JP. It's just not like you're different than me. We're not all made the same just because we're dudes.
You're saying we got different tails.
They're huge, though. I'm telling you, they're big.
Okay.
Greg brought them for us once. I've had them the one time you asked for them from Greg, and they were really good. What is your beef with Kinlaw? Too much money?
Yeah, too much money, and I don't think he's – there's no reason to suggest that he's been productive enough stopping the run. And look, is he a penetrator? Is he a disruptor? Absolutely. Sure.
So I broke this down this morning, and I'm curious if you agree. Yeah. I think we're seeing a tiering of interior defensive tackle costs.
Yeah.
And I think Chris Jones makes so much money, that's almost in its own ring, right?
Sure.
But Milton Williams just signed for 26.
Yeah.
I think anything north of 25 per is tier one.
Yeah.
And then I think you've got a bunch of guys that are kind of landing between 20 and 25. John Allen landed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's tier two. I think the next tier down is 15 to 20. And I think Kinlaw barely makes tier three at 15. I think if you only look at that contract, it seems like a lot. When you look at it in context of the market with an exploding cap, I don't think it's that crazy.
Here's what I'll say.
You don't think he's a tier 3 player?
$15 million per is not that much for a starting defensive tackle. I guess it was $15 million per on average, and I realize the cap number for year one is lower. For him, a guy who has been a perennial disappointment, to me, was too much. I was thinking, when I saw him as a free agent, and knowing his history and talking to some people out there even before and over the years, I was thinking a 1 year, $6-7 million deal for him.
Which is what he got last year with the Jets. I think
that's
it was
what
one
I would,
at seven.
All right. I mean, maybe 8, 9.
You have an hour's worth of prep to do.
Yes.
Your show starts at 2
o'clock. A lot of black coffee to drink. Thank you, boys.
That's
all right, brother.
Chris Russell. Matt Paris joins us at 1:30. Got some interesting audio to play next. Nobody go anywhere.